Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 3, looking at the life of David at the end of the chapter. In the previous episode, we left off in the 30th verse where the declaration was made of what had just occurred. It said this, "So Joab and Abishai, his brother, killed Abner because he had put his brother Asahel to death in the battle of Gibeon." We've already seen that this was not David's desire. As a matter of fact, David and Abner were working together to unify the kingdom. Abner was bringing the balance of the kingdom to David. Now, watch what David does. Verse 31. "Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, 'Tear your clothes and gird on sackcloth and lament before Abner.' And King David walked behind the bier." So they had a funeral procession. They had a funeral, whatever it was called back in those days, right? And he told Joab and all the people with Joab, all of his side of things, "You're going to mourn him. You're going to tear your clothes. You're going to put on sackcloth, and you're going to lament before Abner. You're going to lament him, the one that you killed." Verse 32, "Thus they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept." You see, David, all through his life, being willing to be emotional in front of the masses, is that the way to put it, maybe? You see him dancing before the Lord, and people made fun of him of that, okay, particularly his wife, okay? You see him crying out right here at the grave of Abner. He's just weeping, lifting up his voice, and all the people wept. Not only did he cry out, but he chanted. Verse 33, "The king chanted a lament for Abner and said, 'Abner should die as a fool dies.'" So that's what he was chanting. And he said, "Should Abner die as a fool dies?" Well, how does a fool die? Well, he continues on, verse 34. "Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in fetters. As one falls before the wicked, you have fallen." And all the people wept again over him. So he gets up and he says, you know, he wasn't bound. His feet wasn't in fetters. He wasn't in prison. He wasn't found to be guilty of anything. He died as a fool because he wasn't keeping his head on the swivel. You know, the brother of somebody that he had killed comes to him and says, "Hey, let me take you aside right here and talk to you a second." And he goes with him. He probably shouldn't have done that. But then David says, he falls before the wicked. "As one who falls before the wicked, you have fallen." Who is he calling wicked here? Yeah, this is a less than subtle pointing of the finger to Joab and Abishai. And so David cries, the people cry again, verse 35. "Then all the people came to persuade David to eat bread while it was still day. But David vowed, saying, 'May God do so to me and more also, if I taste bread or anything else before the sun goes down.'" You see that phraseology in the Old Testament, this "may God do so to me and also." In other words, no, I'm not going to do this. If I do eat bread before sundown, may God do to me what's been done here. And in this case, Abner will be killed, right? David says, no, I'm not going to do it. I am not going to eat bread while it's still day. He was mourning. He was fasting in the midst of the mourning for Abner. Now, when the sun went down, he would eat. Verse 36. "Now all the people took note of it, and it pleased them, just as everything the king did pleased all the people." The people as a whole were pleased with David. Now, were there people within the leadership, jealous people within leadership? Oh, yeah, 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 you'll have that kind of thing. But the people as a whole were pleased. And here particularly they were pleased because they took note of the fact that he wasn't just putting on a show when he was weeping. He just wasn't putting on a show when he was part of the burial process, part of the funeral. No, no, no. He was actually making a personal sacrifice, a fasting, a personal sacrifice just being very transparent in front of all the people as to how he felt about this, even being transparent in what he believed happened and what occurred. And that is that Abner fell at the hands of wicked people. And so it pleased the people to see that the king understood. It pleased the people to see that the king was just as they were. You know, you actually see the same type of thing going on today in society, particularly in the United States. Just watch those that are in leadership positions. It's quite easy to tell those that are the frauds, okay, that are fraudulent. Now, I'm not talking about whether you prefer a particular way that somebody may speak, a particular way, even if they may act this or that, okay? But you can tell when somebody is sincere, when they're honest, or if they're deceptive. And so the people were pleased because they're seeing David was really about this. So verse 37. So all the people and all Israel understood that day that it had not been the will of the king to put Abner the son of Ner to death. David had already proclaimed that. David had said it. But when they saw the action of David, it aligned with what he had said. And they said, okay, we see. This is sincere. He's really heartbroken over this. He really did not order this. He really did not want this. As a matter of fact, he's sort of calling out the people that have done this. So the people understood that day. Verse 38. Then the king said to his servants, do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? So this is the guy that had been the commander of the enemy of David, of his armies. This is the guy that when Saul died, put Saul's son that was left, Ishbosheth, into power. But David realized that he was a prince, that he was a great man because of what he was trying to do. He was trying to do what was right. He was trying to do what he knew the word of the Lord was, and that is that David would be king. But then David says this, last verse for the day, verse 39. I am weak today. David's speaking of himself. I am weak today, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too difficult for me. May the Lord repay the evildoer according to his evil. So he's saying, you know, Joab, Abishai, I'm too weak today. They're too difficult for me today. I can't deal with them today. But you know what? The Lord's going to repay the evildoer. And the Lord is going to repay the evildoer according to his evil. See, it is the Lord that brings forth justice. It's the Lord that brings forth retribution. Okay? It is the Lord who will avenge us. Now, of course, the difficulty we have is the timing issue. We want it now, all right? We want it now. We want it in this life. We want to see it, and we want to experience overflowing schadenfreude. In other words, certain pleasure at the discomfort that other people are experiencing. We want that now. But no, that's not God's way. And David says, no, I'm not going to do that. The Lord will repay evil for evil. Now, was David willing to bring forth justice when it's called for? Oh, yeah, we see it all the time in his accounts, in his life. Yeah. But here he says, I'm too weak. I'm not going to do this. The Lord's going to repay. The Lord will repay this evildoer according to his evil. Gives us a little insight into things that are yet to come, right? Well, hey, guys, thank you for your time. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.